Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered. Unbothered. Unbothered.
Impermeable. Unbothered. Impermeable. Unbothered. I'm the people's champ. Obama. And you don't understand. Melania. Permeable. Unbothered. Sick. Allergic to the con artist. Fake woke. An imposter. Only real ones up in my roster. Like Junior C. That's my
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
I can't believe it's been 3 weeks.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Oh, my goodness. Whew. It's been a long time, but it never feels like it's long because, you know, we talk all the time. It's family.
Right. It feels so fast, and then it feels like it's so long. It's just a lot of feelings.
Oh, man. I forgot. What are we even supposed to talk about? There's so much that happened since our last discussion.
I know. We were supposed to talk about what happened with that girl in Jamaica, but I feel like, I mean, I have forgotten about that, too. And then I was like, we should talk about what happened with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, but I don't even know. I'm so mad.
I just saw
snippets of it.
I know.
Just a lot of
the
different conversations
have been everywhere.
That are happening. Yeah.
There's
just a lot of different conversations. There's conversations worldwide. There's conversations in America, Britain,
mm-hmm.
and the Black community. Like, there's so many things that people are talking about. So many different points of view and opinions, like, it's just crazy. It's all crazy. I don't know how people can have so much hate in their heart. Like, it's crazy.
It's too much that happened this year and last year that there should not even be hate in anybody's vocabulary. Like, take it out your vocabulary.
Listen,
like,
it's 2021 is the 2020 variant. I promise you. I promise.
It's crazy though, because it's like, how do you even have time to hate? How with Kristen? How? It's too
people
much.
Don't want to focus on their issues, so they hate on everybody else. Like, people talking about how Meghan Markle's not Black, and like, Daddy has
That's
joined
stupid.
The
You
building.
See her mother. She looks just like her mother. Like,
oh, please.
So stupid. People will.
If you're Black,
divided,
and like you, you're not
sold.
Black.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, please.
Well,
hurt people.
Funny because it's the opposite. And you know, back in the days, in white people's eyes, it was like, you're 2% Black, you're full of Black.
Yeah. And that's why everybody has their own issues. Nobody's issues are the same. Like, people that are light skin got issues, people that are biracial got issues, people that are dark skin got issues, people that are medium brown got issues, depending on your hair.
Everybody got issues.
Or 3A. Everybody has issues, and everybody's trying to say that their issues are more significant than other people's issues. Like, we all got issues.
Yeah.
Issues for your issues. Like, we all got issues.
Listen, just accept them, move past them. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and, you know, it's okay. It's okay. Like, it's normal to have issues. We're humans. We're not computers. We're not robots, and even they are not.
Right.
There's no need to feel a certain way, do a certain thing, say a certain thing to make you feel better about yourself, because at the end of the day, it's like Daddy always says, it's the principles of Mott. Like, you look in the mirror, you can't fool yourself. You could try to fool everybody else around you, but you know in your heart of hearts how you feel, and your heart got to be light as a feather.
Well, let's see how many people.
That's it, period.
Full stop. Full stop. Period. Full stop.
Oh, okay.
That's a social media thing.
Oh yeah, that's not. I'm probably the youngest person that rebukes social media. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
I like some stuff. I spend a lot of money on Instagram.
I was going to say you like the shopping on Instagram. That's what you like.
Right.
But that's a slippery slope. Yep. Whenever there's anything like that, that always gets me. Like, I'm like, yeah, do it. It's like that commercial. Do you need this? Yeah, I think I need these sunglasses.
Of
mind you, I have
of
like a million and one sunglasses and only one face.
Listen, I buy everything.
How?
I get vitamins. I get vitamins from there. I get notebooks. I get jewelry. I get hair products.
But this is why people are never going to ever go outside. Like, you can get everything online. You can get like groceries. You can get literally anything.
Oh,
that
I get that
think
too.
Of. You can get it online.
You
can get
have,
a partner
you can have
online.
Whole Foods delivered to you through Amazon. You can have Whole Foods
Listen.
Delivered to you in 2 hours through Amazon. It's amazing.
Listen.
It's amazing.
It, that is just, it's too much. It's society changing. Is Daddy
oh,
on?
Man.
Daddy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
You didn't hear him laugh?
Oh.
You didn't hear him laugh?
I'm listening. No, that wasn't me. That was your mother. But,
well, hello.
We
Long
are
time
in.
No speak.
Yeah, well, we're in very interesting times. Very
yeah.
interesting times. And with everything
Tell us
that's
about
going
the Instagram
on,
Live.
Well, I did it. Well, first I posted up on Instagram. Thanks to your brother. my brother working hard. And I posted up a picture with Meghan Markle on the right side and Charlotte Sophia on the left side. Charlotte Sophia was the wife of King George III in the mid to late 1700s. And Charlotte Sophia was Portuguese royalty, but both of her parents were black. She is the great-great-grandmother of Queen Victoria. And she is the great-great-great-great-great-grandmother of Queen Elizabeth, who sits on the throne today. So Queen Elizabeth is a black woman. If you look at it in terms of having a bit of black blood. But there's something else that needs to be realized, and that's really what I was trying to focus on Instagram. And that is, there was a time when black people were the kings and queens of England, and Europeans lived in barns with the sheep
Damn.
And the cows and the dogs. We don't know this part of our history. We don't realize this. And we have been taught that we are so inferior that we have contributed nothing, that for me to even think that be a challenge. But there's a reality in terms of what we're experiencing. There was more than one black queen in England. There was a time when there was only black queens in England. I know that's hard, but I tell people all the time, get the 2-volume set by David McRitchie. Don't believe me. David, last name is MacRitchie, one word, MacRitchie. It's ancient and modern. Britain, ancient and modern. It's a 2-volume set. This was a man that went out to research the origins of England and Ireland, Scotland and Wales too. And what he says in the preface was that he never intended for the book to turn out the way it turned out. He said that when he was writing the book, he was going to write the history of these two places. And he said, but the further back he went, the further black he went. And the book eventually turns out that it is actually the history of black people in Ireland and in England. And I'm, you know, you can Google it. I tell people, don't believe me. Don't believe a word I say. But I got the receipts. And that's the research. The African Presence in Early Europe is another book, Sex and Race by J.A. Rogers. Three-part series on the role of Africans in Europe, world's great men of color. The evidence is there. They can deny it and do all the talking, and they can, because what they've done with the picture of Charlotte Sophia is that they've whitened it.
Lightened it?
Yeah, they've made it look like she's a white woman, a woman of European descent. The original pictures and the original documentarians of Charlotte Sophia say she was black, wide nose. Her complexion was of a medium. She was not well melanated. She was not deeply melanated. But she was melanated enough that people made comment about it. They did the same thing to Charlotte Sophia that they've done to Beethoven. I've often said if Beethoven
would have
come back.
And Cleopatra and all of those people.
Oh, yeah. All of them. You know, all of them. You know, same thing with Democritus. Also Euclid. Euclid's geometry, he was a black man. But when you see Euclid, they give you this picture of some type of Greek something. No. That's not how it happened.
Was
but,
Anthony Hamilton black? Not Anthony Hamilton. Wait.
Alexander
Hamilton.
Anthony
Hamilton.
Yes. Yes. I was about to sing his song. Yes, he was.
Yes,
he was
Anthony
from Nevis.
Hamilton is black.
He was from Nevis in the Caribbean.
Oh. Wow.
And he came to America. Brilliant financial strategist. And he was a man of African descent. And again, you know, he was mixed with European blood. He was not a well-melanated individual, but he was melanated. And his hair was very tightly curled. There are pictures of him. But when you see pictures today, you don't see the pictures that are the original portraits of him. So, I mean, nowadays you can't get away with it because there's too much out here, photographs and, you know, Instagram, all
right.
These pictures. So you can't do that now. But back then when they didn't have photography the way they do now. And, you know, the other thing that I said in my Instagram is Barack Obama was not the first black. Joel Augustus Rogers, J. Rogers, wrote a book, America's Five Negro Presidents. One of them was Warren Harding, early 1920s.
Wow.
He was said to be of African descent. And Dwight Eisenhower, his mama named Mammy, or
what?
Mamie, I should say.
What?
Dwight Eisenhower was mixed with black. So President Obama wasn't the first black president.
That's crazy.
See, when we don't know our history, when you don't know fundamental history, you know, then you can fall for anything. And you don't realize how great you really are and what people that are like you have achieved. Because I don't take no great glory. Because no matter if Warren Harding was black or not, he still didn't do nothing for black people. So you could have had a white man in there for all I care. But I'm just saying it to show the hypocrisy and the contradiction in the knowledge we think we know, so that it will say, well, if that happened, I don't believe what these people are talking about, so let me study what the brother's saying. So you say there's a book called The African Presence in Europe, and what about that book, Ancient and Modern Britons by McRitchie? Okay, well, now that I've started thinking, let me research what this brother's talking about. Because I'm not necessarily proud of what these individuals, I'm not proud there were five Negro presidents and black people are still in the position that they're in today. You didn't do nothing. So I'm not saying because I'm bragging that they were black, because what did you do? Charlotte Sophia, back in her day, one of her best friends was Marie Antoinette. George III, now he was cray-cray. He was insane. In fact, he went crazy on the throne. They had to put up another person to take his place because he went buck wild crazy.
And
Charlotte Sophia, she was the first person in England to ever put up a Christmas tree.
Wow. What was their religion back then? Or they were
Anglican.
They were something they just made.
Anglican.
Oh.
Anglican. Episcopalian, you know, because they had already broken from the church by then. If you've ever heard anything called Tivoli Garden, she started that in Britain.
Wow.
She spoke German, French, English. She was a brilliant woman.
But did she recognize that she was black? Like did she know? Did she say she was black?
Yes. Well, I can't say that she said she was black, but she knew she was black. If you go to my Instagram, you see the picture of her. You know she black.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks black to me.
I've seen sisters on 138th Street look like that. So I know that what her look is, and that is a portrait. That's not a picture. That's a portrait. And that was done during that time. But when you know your history, you know, minute by minute, hour by hour, this is what Listerville Middleton says, minute by minute, hour by hour, as you lose your history, you lose your power. So sharpen your eye and tune your ear so you know what you see, understand what you hear.
Understand what you hear.
And so, you know, my purpose of doing the Instagram Live and posting that up was to offer our community an understanding as to how to analyze what's going on. And the title Instagram Live today was Meghan and Harry, I'm surprised that you're surprised.
And that's what I was going to say. When you were finished saying what you were saying, that's what I was going to say. Like, I just, like, it's literally these people created the monsters called Americans. Like Americans were running from them because they were getting alleged, however they felt like they were being mistreated. Like these were the parents of America. These people are the people that created the savages called Americans who had American slavery, like they were the parents of this. I don't understand.
They were the ones that started slavery. They were the ones that had the actual business.
It is amazing that we're surprised. We're so shocked by this. These are the parents of the people that created America. They were running away from these people. Imagine people worse than Americans. Like, it's amazing to me why people are surprised by that. It's just disturbing that people are so surprised.
Well, you know, it goes back to our educational system. The educational system is not based on teaching children to think or students to think. One of my greatest successes in my college class, I think, from the students that get back to me now and talk to me about, you know, they're in their late 20s and 30s and, you know, they're now doing their thing. They look back and they say, I've had one or two of my students tell me that one of the greatest things that came out of my class was my demand that you think, and that my demand that you don't believe me. Don't believe me.
Yeah.
I'm not offended when you ask questions, of course, with respect, but you ask questions. You don't just accept because it sounds good, like the person sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Right.
You make sure you think for yourself. And that gave them a freedom, at least in my class, because you can't do that in everybody's class. But in my class, I at least gave them the exercise to think. This is what I'm putting on the table. Look at it. Take the best.
Right.
Leave the rest.
Right.
And if you don't believe me, I don't care.
With
one of the things that we're facing
now.
Say again.
With the laugh at the end and everything.
Oh yeah. You know, that's it. You know, as I listen to Yeah, and smile. That's it. You know, for me, when I'm looking at how people are getting, you know, people are getting all distorted from this. And, of course, Oprah, you know, and Tyler Perry, Oprah and Gayle kept it in the family. I got to give them credit for that. When you stop it, that was a masterful move. Tyler Perry letting them stay with him and him giving them security. You heard about that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Powerful.
That's right.
And then from Tyler Perry, the interview goes to Oprah, and then it's so good, from Oprah, go to Gayle the next morning. It's a genius strategy, and that's why I say to you, may not agree with it, people may not agree with it, but in the world we're living in today, that is black folk taking control over their future. And to me,
and the narrative.
I admire that. And the narrative, exactly. That is power, because everybody got to watch three black people, Tyler, Oprah, and Gayle.
And Megan.
And Megan, you're right. And Harry.
Right.
And that shake, they have shaken the foundation of European governance. Because for the Queen to come out and have to apologize, the Queen never apologized.
She apologized?
Yes, she did. She said it in a way she was sorry that Megan, their reaction. Because they watched it last night, and their response came out, I think, this morning. Am I right, Sharon? This morning.
Oh, man.
And so the response was she felt sorry that Meghan and Harry or Meghan had to go through that. Because now they've done their research, and they know, and I think it was the father, and I think it was William, the brother. Because I respect Harry, because he would not speak on it. That's your family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's your family. And no matter what, you don't do that to your family. I believe in that. No matter what, family stays with family. That's why when I've encountered things and it's family, I put my hands up. Because you're supposed to do that to your family. If you had a problem with them, you take them back behind. And you wrestle with them behind the scenes. And I know through my own experiences, family is the most important thing you have. And what you do with it is you make sure that no matter how much, I tell you a story, I've seen families, they be cussing each other out. But when it comes time that an outsider comes in to hurt the family, you surround each other. You circle your wagon. And you protect even the person you just finished cussing out. You protect. So I respect him protecting his family. But he said enough to let us know that it was true. He's very intelligent, very sensitive. I'm speaking as a man and as a human now. I'm not talking about as a black man. I'm looking at Harry as a man right now. And I appreciate the way he presented himself. There was nothing that Megan said that he did not in one way or another verify, but there were things that he would not explicitly describe. So he told us enough to know she wasn't lying, but not enough that we would get up in the beeswax. They're in trouble now. The world is in trouble. I shouldn't say that. Let me take that back, say it another way. White supremacy is in trouble. All around the world. I mean, look at what's happening now. Over the past couple of weeks, no matter how you may feel about the vaccination, I understand that. I'm not going to speak on that on that level. But there are people who are feeling a sense of relief that now the government is at least responding to their needs as it relates to the pandemic. They're putting money in people's pockets. Are you ready for it, Sasha?
Am I ready for that money?
Well, I'm talking about Caress.
Oh.
You getting money because of Caress.
Oh, yeah.
The child protection.
The only thing I spend money on is food. If I could give, like, they're giving, like, extra money so that, to help, because they were discussing it as as it was for feeding children, making sure the children don't go hungry. The only thing I really spend money on is food. That would be amazing. Like when they were talking,
yeah,
that would be amazing to be able have extra money for food. Like, especially since he's nine
food,
and he eats like a horse.
Not just nine. He's giving
you extra. That's because he's like
6 feet
tall.
Child tax money. He giving you money
because
of Caress.
Yep.
For every child, you're going to get paid a certain amount of money. Okay?
Yep.
People are happy about
all
that.
Do
puppies
count? All this craziness, all this virtual learning is paying off. When you got a child, you're getting some extra money.
Do puppies count? Can I claim my puppy?
Listen. I wish they did. I wish they did. They should, as expensive as they are. They should.
The way your puppy be eating, that's a big boy right there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, my goodness. Gracious. Great balls of fire. Like, and then when we're eating, he's sitting there with his little puppy eyes like, can I,
mm-hmm,
is anything going to fall down?
He's waiting. He's waiting. That's my big boy.
He's waiting for something to fall. Oh, man. He's great.
This is where we're living now. And that's why I say we got to get ourselves together. We have to get ourselves together because when this collapses, which it is doing, we're watching it happen as we speak. And I'm speaking from a governance perspective. The Republican Party is falling apart.
Yep.
And it's falling apart because it has lost its way. It lost ma'at. And that is eventually going to cause a lot of people a lot of problems. And we, as a community, must have ourselves together. We got to do this. No excuses. I understand what has happened to us. I understand who did it. I got the dates that they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But we must take full responsibility for ourselves and our families and everything that we do. Because if you blame somebody else for the conditions you find yourself in, you do give them the power to get you out. Also give them the power to keep you in. When you assume responsibility for your well-being, this is what Marcus Garvey was telling us, Noble Drew Ali, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. This is what they were telling us. And while we praise them, we don't do them. Because if we did what they told us, we would understand. We have the power to do what we have to do. We've done it before,
mm-hmm,
and we can do it again. And I'm just, you know, on a personal level, I'm just so proud of you, Sasha, Candace, Haru, for doing what you're doing. You made a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can honestly say,
mm-hmm,
there is nothing that I, as your father, would have asked any of you to do that you did not do better than I had expected.
Aww.
And
aww,
I pray that we as a people understand this. And that we do in our lives what I have seen happen in your lives. You just, no excuses.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what people are doing. If people are pushing you back, you push forward harder. I understand they're going to try. There are people born to stop you from achieving your goal. You were born to make sure they're not successful.
Mm. That's right.
That's all I've ever known all my life.
Because if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
There we go. That's it. You know, Candace and I were talking, and she said to me earlier. And you know, what I said to her also was that when I was in administration in education, I was director of departments, and I remember working with principals of schools. And there was this one principal that once told me, he said, look, if 85% of your staff happy with you and what you're doing, you're successful. And what he was trying to tell me was that as a leader, you have to face opposition. That's one of the things you're going, everybody ain't going to like you. See, when I worked in a school, everybody liked me. You know, all of the adults, the teachers, everybody. I used to help them. I would do whatever I could to support them. You know, if they needed coverage, like if they wanted, let's say that they wanted to go to the bathroom, they say, hey, can you watch my class? I'd be on free time. I'd say, sure. I'd watch the class while they go to the bathroom. They might want to do something and say, look, I got something to do in the afternoon. Can you take my class? I might have had a free afternoon, but I said, sure. Anything that they needed, I would do. And I was a teacher like them. But then I became the assistant principal of the school. And I had to implement things that they didn't like. And that's when the fire started. And I'm not talking about their fire. I'm talking about my fire. And they said, I never knew you were like that. All this time, you've been smiling and you've been doing all. We never saw this in you. For me, it was very simple. Let me introduce Booker T. Coleman to you.
Allow me to reintroduce myself.
That's right. But you see, that's what happens in leadership. That's what happens in life. You know, everybody want to be liked. But when you really get down to it, there were teachers that I did staff development for that told me to my face that when they knew they would have to come into my class, they started off their day having a bad day. Presentation idea about the greatness of black folk, they were having a problem with me.
It's called anxiety.
I had a teacher count down the from the 1 minute until the time that it was time for my presentation to end. She was counting down, telling me how much more time I had.
Oh, my God.
And I said, well, for that matter, you can leave right now.
Nobody wants you here.
But the point I'm making, I'm giving you different examples, but as a people, we have to rise now. Because guess what? Ain't nobody waiting. Everybody moving forward. Get on board this train. If you miss this one, you have to wait till the next one. And I can't promise you a next one's coming through. Our children deserve the best.
That's right.
Our children deserve our best. And when we give our best, they will bear witness. And they will be able to replicate our greatness their way. Our children need to see us stand up and be that force. I remember when I used to bring you all to my presentations. You know, for you to have those experiences in that room with proud African people talking and sharing and enjoy. That's your memories as children, being around people like that, telling you how beautiful you were, how intelligent you were, how much they respected your daddy and things like that was very powerful for a child to experience. And our children need to see that. All of our children need to see that. They need to experience that. They need to feel that. They need to feel good about themselves. Because this society is not going to do it. They're scared now. They know their time is up. They know that our children are going to replace their children. They know that now. They see it.
Wow. I think we should play a song.
There we go.
I think we should play a song. Let's play.
Well, that sounds good.
Well, this song went with the original topic, but it works either way.
What was the original topic,
right,
by
back.
The way? What was the original topic, if I may ask? I broke
it
into
was
the
about
talk.
The, well, it was about the young lady that went to Jamaica and had allegedly said she was kidnapped, but then she said that she didn't say she was kidnapped. She was like being held. I don't even know how people were making it to something else, and she did a whole, I don't know if it was Instagram Live, about how they weren't letting her out and how she had a negative test, and a lot of people that were reading a negative COVID test, but that she had to quarantine for 14 days. So a lot of people were interpreting that as she was, that they were trying to do human traffic on her, allegedly. And people were calling the hotel, telling them to let her leave with her mom. So we ended up deciding that we wanted to talk about human trafficking, because a lot of times, you know, people think, you know, girls are fast or but there's people that are grooming them to be trafficked. So there's a lot of times where people say, oh, it doesn't matter, this girl ran away, when it's actually this girl was groomed by a perpetrator and taken away pretty much by, you know, just because we as a society have labeled young black, and they're men, they're little boys and little girls that can be trafficked. We've labeled them as fast because they ran away and they were actually being tricked. So there's a lot of conversations around the concept of the topic was called protecting our little brown boys and girls. So that was, you know, what that was, that we have to listen to them better and understand the way that the systems work, instead of just assuming that this kid is a runaway or this little girl is being fast or, you know, something like that. That was the original topic. Because
wow, that's interesting.
It ended up coming out that they said the girl lied, and then none of it was true, and there was a lady in the hotel that did a walkthrough. But it also could have been that the story was too hot. So they, you know, if you know a person in a high place, you could just say, you know, make this story stop happening. Call the girl a liar. Get her fired from her job so there's no heat brought, you know, to people. So nobody actually knows what actually happened. She could have lied, because there's girls that lie. There's girls and boys that lie, too. So we don't know the story, but there's still a lot of conversations that we don't have and that we don't understand. Only people that deal with people that have been human trafficked have these conversations, and those shouldn't be the only people that look out for signs of trafficking.
But let me ask you a couple of questions. Now, this young lady was from where? Where was she from originally?
Here. She was from America. She's from America.
From America.
Her family was we found out through the conversation that she was having that her family is from Jamaica, but she's American, from what I understood.
And
she went on
and
vacation.
How old is she?
She had to be like, I don't even know. She's probably early 20s, late teens. If she's a teenager, I'm not sure she was a teenager, but she worked for JetBlue. So she could
allegedly. Yeah, she looks like she's like early
20s.
Probably early 20s. She worked
for JetBlue. And,
okay,
and JetBlue. No,
but she went to Jamaica alone?
Then it was an announcement that she was fired. No, she was with two of her friends.
And what did her
friends
say?
And they were all quarantined separately. I don't know if the friends actually said anything out loud. We don't even know who the friends were. But they were all quarantined separately because they had negative tests, and she allegedly had a positive test. But she showed on camera that she had a negative test. Like, I saw it. I watched the whole video. I watched her pan to the paper. Like, where did she get the paper from? Where did that paper come from? She had a COVID result test. I mean, if she was quarantined, how did she get the paper? Like, who brought her the paper? She couldn't go make a copy. She couldn't go to if there was a computer with a printer, she couldn't go there because she was quarantined. So where did she get the paper from? So that's why I thought that the paper was legitimate. That's why everybody was confused as to
I think that the mother, when the mother came down, they put so much heat on them that they were forced to give her the results. I think that's what she was saying.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like what I'm saying is she didn't create the paper out of nowhere. Like, she didn't falsify the document. She didn't say this is a COVID test, but actually print it out from a computer somewhere. Like, somebody gave her that paper, because if she's quarantined, somebody gave her that paper. And it said negative. I saw it say negative. So that's what I'm saying. It said COVID not detected or something like that. So that's what I'm saying. Like, why is she being quarantined? And they were saying, I heard recordings and I saw people that I actually follow that called to find out what happened, and they said they were in the hotel and she's being quarantined. Why is she being quarantined if she had a negative result? And that's what everybody was concerned about. Like, why is she being quarantined for 14 days if she is, if she was found negative? They told her she was positive, but she never actually saw, allegedly, never actually saw documentation saying that she was positive. They just told her she was and forced her to quarantine. And that's why she had an issue. But then when she supplied the paper, when they supplied the paper to her, when she showed us, it said that she was negative.
Did anything happen that would make anyone believe that she was being groomed for?
I don't think it ever got that far because she went on social media immediately. She went on, from what I understand, she went
but
on
then
and
it was
talking
weird.
About her condition.
But then it was weird because then her channel got deleted, her Instagram got deleted, and then it got recreated.
She could have been
so
being
like,
threatened. But she could have been being threatened. Like, if you are a human trafficker, you have money. I don't see there being poor human trafficking. Like sex and drugs is the two highest money-making professions in the entire world. So if you are selling people, and she was a quote-unquote influencer, like she had a following. People followed her. Like she had people that like enjoyed looking at her social media. And she was pretty, like she had the things that people, you know, it's dangerous sometimes when you go certain places. So she could have been
How many followers?
Her mother could have been threatened. I don't even remember what her name is anymore. I didn't even look at the amount. Wow. Cause I feel like she had more on. I feel like she had more followers on YouTube. I think, cause I didn't know about her. Like I wasn't a follower of hers. I didn't know about her until this story. But she could have, like, they could have been threatening her. They could have said, "We'll let you go if you don't talk about it anymore." And we have no idea. Like, there's people that have power and have money. Jeffrey Epstein had power and he had money, and that's why people are saying. That, like, people are asking the questions, like, did he actually kill himself? Because he had money and he had power, but he was connected to other people who had power and who had money. If you got money, money could shut people up forever.
Yeah, but Jeffrey Epstein was a figurehead. He was,
right.
You know.
But we don't.
He's the
one. We don't know. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that there, you know, there are people who are just. Figureheads. He had no real power. He was being. It's the people that he serviced. He was in service.
Well, of course.
To some of the most powerful.
Yeah, he had the knowledge. He had knowledge, and that's
right.
More important than power.
Yeah, he was like Michael Cohen. Cohen really was in service to Donald Trump. He had no power, but what he knew was powerful. And that's the same with Jeffrey Epstein. There's no doubt, because they already tried to kill him the first time, and it was unsuccessful. And the second time, they were saying, I mean, I knew he was a marked man, because he knew too much. But he wasn't that important. You ain't heard about that other woman that he's been with. You're going to hear about her dying soon, too.
Hmm.
But
because they're like the yellow
just
pages
found that,
of the operation.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I find the story very interesting, and it's very interesting the way things are turning out. See, everything is falling apart now. They had their best day, and now it's falling apart, be it human trafficking, animal poaching. All of these things, it's now falling apart because, you know, when Dr. King said the arc of the moral universe is, well, yes, for social media, but also people are more sophisticated now than they were before. That's why they didn't want to educate the everyday people.
I interrupted you about the arc of, what were you saying? The arc of what?
The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. You can get away with it for but so long, and then your time is up, and now you shall reap what you have sown, and that's what's happening now. We'll still go through some stuff. There's still stuff to go through. But that's what I mean when I say all power to the people. All power to the people. Not one group of people. Not one group of people. Not one gender. Not one ideology. All power to the people. Every people has the power.
Yep.
And this is where we
have
to get the people. We have to get ourselves together to know what to do with
right.
the power that we have.
Right.
Because if we implement a same stupid program that has been put on us, then that's going to fall.
Right. And it's like I've said before, it doesn't matter how you're feeling about yourself in the moment. It doesn't matter if you're not feeling great, if you're, you know, if you have doubts about yourself. You have to work on yourself even when you have doubts, because one day you won't have the doubts anymore. One day you'll be exactly where you need to be. And if you're exactly where you need to be, whether it's, you know, through spirituality, through God, through your career, whatever it is, once you're where your God tells you that you're supposed to be, you have to be ready. Because if you're not prepared, you're not going to be what you're supposed to. Even no matter how bad you feel in the moment, you have to be getting yourself ready while you're working through your issues. We're going through what we're going through, but we still have to be getting ready for when we get to where we need to get to as Black people. No matter how we feel right now in the moment.
One thing my mother always said, your grandmother, she always said to me when I was young, you know, because I've always been into what I'm into, one way or another. And my mother always was very concerned about me, because what I wanted was beyond the reach of possibilities at that time that I was living. Concepts were beyond what she saw as a mature woman, knowing the society. And she used to always say, you know, Skip, you have big dreams. And right now it may not be possible. She said, but get yourself together and keep working at what you're doing. And when those doors do open, if you're prepared, you'll be able to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Never stop.
That's exactly
this is where I get
saying.
The idea of keep on keeping on. Never stop what you're doing. But it may not be for that time. And look, y'all are witness to me. You have watched what I've done all those years of carrying all those bags to different presentations.
I remember.
Y'all even helped me carry the bags. All those years. But it seems like right about now, people hear what I'm saying. But this
and
is
you
how
were doing
it
when
took.
Nobody was doing it. But you were doing it when no one was doing it, when it wasn't cool, when it wasn't a fad, when it wasn't a hashtag. You were doing it when nobody even understood what it was.
That's right. That's right. I used to go to some presentations, there'd be two people in the room, and one of them was the next speaker. So you know how many people I'm talking to.
Right. And you and we even went to camp when we were younger. That was the African-centered camp. It's something that's popular now, but when we were younger, that wasn't a thing. That's the camp that we went to every year.
That's right. And I developed a curriculum for that camp.
Freedom Retreat. Right.
The Freedom Retreat. Attorney Alton Maddox.
And Leola Maddox.
That's right. Leola Maddox. That was the year that your brother was born. 1994 was the first year we had the camp.
Yep, and we used to meet. Was that the National Black Theater for UAM? Is that what the theater was called?
Well, the first place that we used to go was called the Slave Theater in Brooklyn.
Right. Oh my goodness, that's what it was. I remember that.
Okay.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It was owned by an African American judge, Judge Phillips. There was no road for what I did, so you blaze a path. You know, everybody say, I can't get what I want because there's no road. Well, what you do is you blaze a path that will become the road for those that come behind you, become a super highway for the ones that come behind them. But you leave your mark. And I I am continuing on that path that Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben and Shashi McIntyre developed for us. And you're going to continue the work that I'm doing in your own way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, everybody don't have to be a teacher. We need bankers. We need social workers.
Mm-hmm.
We need videographers.
Mm-hmm.
We need bus drivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need everybody in every phase of life.
Yep.
So everybody don't have to do the same thing, because we'd be bumping into each other if we do that. But in whatever
exactly.
you do, always look out for your people. Always come back home and make sure that those that may not have had your opportunities get those opportunities. I'm blessed. I've been blessed all my life. And because
mm-hmm.
I was blessed, I wanted all my people to be blessed. I want all my people to feel a sense. You may not have a lot of money. I ain't had a lot of money. But I always had my spirit. I always had a good feeling about myself. I was always proud of my achievements, wherever they were. And all of us should be proud of who we are. And don't let nobody get up in your face. Don't let them get in your way.
Mm-hmm.
Make them understand, hey, we don't play that here. Now, you go somewhere else and talk to someone else like that, but my ears ain't receptive to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a long introduction to that song you were about to play.
Well, I'm thinking it might be the ending song.
Well, I'll follow your lead. Good time talking. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think we got both of the topics into one show.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad I found out what the topic was.
Right. Like, you never, from one second to the next, whether it's personally, on TV, in the world, you never know how the world can change from one second to the next. You can have a topic, and then it will change it right before the show starts.
Organic, spontaneous.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, talking about current issues. You know, what they're hearing us right now, it's like they were sitting in our living room listening to us talk. Because this is how we do
mm-hmm.
it when we're on our own. It's the same exact
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Exactly. We'd be talking about this whether we was on this show or me driving in the car with you guys or me going to visit you, Candace. We'd be talking about the same kind of thing.
Matter of fact, we were almost late because I was talking to Daddy on the phone. He's like, don't we got a
yeah.
show in 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So
I was wondering. It was 7:24, 7:25. I was saying, but wait a minute, don't we have a show to do today? I was wondering, because the way it looked, the way we was talking, like we was ready to talk till 8 o'clock.
That's right.
Right. Something, like, something's happening today. I know something's going on. Well, the song, now that we've talked about the original topic, the song is perfect, and it's perfect for both, actually. So, especially with what the question that's apparently, allegedly they had for baby Archie before he was born. So
there
let's
we go.
Go into that.
There we go.
All right. This was fun.
Okay, family.
And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
What's up, fam?
Hopefully
to
nothing
it.
Too interesting happens. I just want a boring day. I just want no excitement at all. So
impossible.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. All right, Hotep.
Hotep family.
I'm singing, girl. Just give me a second. Best thing in the world. Never change it for anybody else. And I'm singing, girl. Just give me a second. Best thing in the world.
I never change it for anybody else. Singing.
Says she really grew up poor like me. Don't believe in nothing but the Almighty. Just a little jeans and a pure whitey. She never dreamed forever be nobody wifey. Yeah. She wanna be not pretty but your heart is a me. Play you like a villain cause she caught in a way. Tonight I am walking away. 9 to 5 mine and I grind. Yeah, yeah. Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, that skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never trade you for anybody else. A brown skin girl, that skin just like pearls. The best thing in all the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
Like a trophy when Naomi's walking. She need an Oscar for that pretty dark skin. Pretty like Lupita when the camera closing. Drip broke 11 when my Kelly's rolling.
I think tonight she might pray her brace. Melanin too dark to throw her shade.
She minds her business and winds her ways.
Roll like 24K.
Okay.
Tonight I might fall in love. Depending on how you hold me. I'm glad that I'm calming down. Can't let no one come control me. Keep dancing and call it love. She fights it by falling slowly. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told me. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. Best thing about the world. I never trade you for anybody else.
Have you looked in the mirror lately? Wish you could trade eyes with me. There's complexities in complexion, but your skin is glow like diamond. Dig me like the earth, you be giving birth to everything alive, baby, know your worth. I love everything about you, from your nappy curl to every single curve, your body natural.
Same skin that was broken, me the same skin taking over. Most things out of focus view, but when you're in the room, they notice you.
Cause you're beautiful. Ooh. Yeah, you're beautiful. Ooh.
Them and them gon' fall in love with you and all of your glory. Your skin is not only dark, it shines and it tells your story. You dance and they can't control you. They watch and they all adore you. If ever you are in doubt, remember what mama told you. Brown skin girl, your skin just like pearls. You're back against the world. I never tried you for anybody else.
Like birds, best thing in the world. I never charge you for anybody else singing.